Blog Talk Radio.
Strategically set you where you're sitting tonight. Look at everybody in the room and say, you better be glad I'm sitting here tonight. And you know why they better be glad that you are sitting there? Because God got a miracle for you tonight. And when God comes to give you your miracle, he's going to give you the whole row of miracles. Now, I don't care what your neighbor is going through. Just look at him and tell him, I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. Come on, your neighbor don't believe you. Come on. Come on, look at him and tell him, say, I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the lawyer's saying. I don't care what the judge is saying. I don't care what your haters are saying. Oh, my God. Thank God. How many of you know that you don't have to do nothing for people to not like you no more? People will look at you and start hating you, but aren't you glad your haters don't have a monopoly on your blessing? My God, look up and down your row and say, I'm telling you, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. I dare you to sing to your neighbor right now. Sing these words. It's all right. And somebody's probably got the thumbs down on your life. And they're looking at what you're going through, and they're probably saying that you ain't never going to come out of it, but the devil is a liar. This time when you sing to everybody around you, turn around and say it. Turn to your left, turn to your right, and say, it's all right.
It's all right.
Praise God. Ain't nothing going to break my stride. I pray God I wasn't on mute all that time. To God be the glory. I was enjoying vintage Hezekiah Walker. Hey, man. And telling each and every one about VCU University. Hey, man, I'm praying that there was no audio disruption there. But anyway, thank God I hadn't gotten into the word yet. Amen. We give honor and praise to each and every one in their respective position in the body of Christ today. I am your host, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, here on MCI Blog Talk Radio. Hey, man, I want to go right into the Word of God with you. Amen. I encourage you to get your pen and your paper, champion. Amen. So that you can follow along in the Word of God. Amen. We need to follow this thing. Praise God. So that we can grab hold of what the Lord is saying. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. If you could title it today, we're going to say, ain't nothing, and I don't know if that's proper English, ain't nothing going to break my stride. Nobody going to slow me down. Come on, that's our title today. Ain't nothing going to break my stride. Ain't nothing going to slow me down. And as a subtopic, I want you to write, I got to keep on moving. Hey, man, thank God it was a little audio disruption, but thank God we're here. Hey, man, to God be the glory. Praise God. I got to keep on moving. Hey, man, I want to just make some foundation today so we can get our hearts in the words, champion, so we can hear what the Lord is saying on this day. I want to just recall to most people, we all heard the story of the rabbit and the turtle. You know, how they were set for a race. And everybody that used common sense or a natural position, while betting on this race, they put their money on the rabbit. You know, it made perfect sense. If a rabbit is racing a turtle, it made perfect sense to put your money on the rabbit to some people. Well, you know, lo and behold, when the race started, just laying some foundation, the rabbit took off. He took off with lightning speed. Come on, somebody. And the turtle was nowhere to be seen because the rabbit was running that fast. Well, thanks to God, all the people that put their money on the rabbit, they began clapping, cheering, dancing, how about, and shouting, because they were sure that they had won something with betting on the rabbit. It looked like a sure thing. To the point that everybody who hadn't got their bet in, or everybody who had felt they missed an opportunity. See, some people only move when they felt like they missed an opportunity. And all the people that felt like they missed an opportunity began to see if they still had time to place a bet, because they felt that they had missed something. So everybody else put their money and they jumped on the bandwagon. Can I just end this foundation today and take my time? Because somebody may not know what a bandwagon is. But the term of jumping on the bandwagon means that, glory to God, you have leaped on the vehicle that is transporting the band that's playing the music, or the band that's playing are marching in the victory parade. I just want to let somebody know today that the devil is already planning on you losing. Everybody jumped on the rabbit's bandwagon because the music was playing. Everybody was shouting, dancing, because it seemed as if the rabbit, Haba, was the sure winner. Well, people of God, that's how the enemy comes at the saints of God. He's already got the bandwagon rolling. He's already counting on you throwing in the towel. He's already counting on you quitting. And he already got the demons playing the music like they did at the crucifixion. Oh, they began shouting and praising. They just knew it was over when they crucified the Lord, our Savior. So everybody jumps on the bandwagon. But I want to encourage somebody today before we get into scripture that nobody knew how long the race was for. And though, glory be to God, the rabbit took off to the point you couldn't even see the turtle behind them, nobody knew how long the race was for. And everybody jumped on the bandwagon of the rabbit. And everybody may be thinking it's over for you. Everybody may be thinking you're a sure loser. Everybody may be thinking it's no way she's going to win the race. It's no way she's going to come out with the victory. It's no way she's going to come out, come on somebody, because she's too far behind. Because he's too far behind. It looks too bad. And somebody has counted you out, and the devil is having a victory parade already. But I want you to know today, it's not over until God says it's over. Can you travel with me into scripture today? I'm going to be putting a lot of scriptures out there, so if you can't travel with me, I pray God you have a pen and paper that you might read it in your devotion. But I'm going to start out today in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 12. Praise God. I'm just going to read some things in your hearing today. Hey, man, as you're turning, I do want to, as a way of announcement, hey, man, I was muted out. But I was in the library today doing a study, and I want all you champions to prepare yourself for about a month-long study on the Apostle Paul. I'm going to teach on the life of Paul from birth to death, and I believe that it's going to be a great study. It's something God led me into, and I encourage you to tell somebody. That'll be one character in the Bible you won't have to do much more research in. We're going to cover it fully. Amen. And in doing so, I even met a young lady I invited to the line today. Amen. Praise God. Sister Nixon. And to God be the glory. I said, well, it's not going to be exuberant, But how many know God is in control? Amen. So thus here I am. Trust that you have Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5. Amen, amen. And the Bible declares that if thou hast run with footmen, and they have wearied thee. Come on, somebody. If you run with footmen, humans, church parishioners, sinners, people on your job, people in the supermarket, if you've been running on that level and they have wearied thee, how can thou contend with horses? Meaning that, glory to God, I don't know about you, but as a child, we used to have relay races, even in school relay races. And some people were very fast, and their feet moved fast. But they wasn't no good for the long run. Oh, somebody know where I'm going. Or if you had a short race, glory be to God, they might very well win the race because it was quick. But if there was distance to run, somebody who had a longer stride, a more composed stride that saved energy. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. Somebody know where I'm going. Like a horse. A horse don't have to keep moving his feet to run fast. A horse strides. He get in strides. He runs in strides. Glory to God. And the longer he runs, the faster he get because of his stride. And the Bible says if you ran with footmen and they wearied you, how can thou contend with horses? Uh-huh. Somebody know that means coming up higher. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You want to come up to the next level, glory to be to God. I hope you didn't get weary, hallelujah, running against footmen. Because if you go to run against the horses, come on, somebody talking to me today. If you run against horses, you got a bigger battle than running with the footmen. He says, and then if the land of peace, wherein thou trusted, in the land of peace. He's talking about in this dispensation of grace and mercy. If you have a relationship with God where he's not mad at you, and the peace of God that passes all understanding is keeping your heart and your mind in the knowledge of God. And you have made peace with God through the blood of his son. And the Bible said you're justified faith. You have peace with God. And you're weary? How will you make it in the swelling of Jordan? Can I tell us something, people of God? I don't have time to go too deep into all of this. We won't cover it all. But I want to tell you something, that Jordan was a place of inspiration. Jordan was a place that flowed all the way to the now when God first created the heavens and the earth. And the now flowed, the Jordan flowed into four other rivers, meaning by the Jordan is a supplier of life. The Jordan, glory be to God, is a place of resurrection, a place of strength. Y'all, we remember the Jordan. That's where John baptized Jesus. And the name Jordan itself means a flow, a downward flow. So when you get to Jordan, there's a position you must enter in at. Oh, I don't got time to really talk about the Jordan. But it means to descend. And if you don't go down right, you can't raise up right. And if you go down the right way, I ain't talking baptism, but somebody see it, you got to enter in the life-giving waters of God, which is the word, and you have to enter in a certain way for the effects of the Jordan to rise you up. Because if you stand up against the word, the swelling of Jordan, the authority of the word, the power in the word, you won't be able to survive. That's the scripture there in Jeremiah 12 and 5. He says, and in the land of peace you were weary. He says, how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? What he's saying today, saints of God, is that we have to run and know how to conserve, know how to preserve ourselves during the times of weariness. Oh, I don't know. I just feel like helping somebody today. Yes, it's nothing wrong with being weary. Just don't be weary in your well-doing. Oh, you can get weary. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Watch, can we go there? Watch, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. No, we go down a little further. Go down to 29. He says, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increase strength. The word says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. Yeah, the Bible says be not weary in well-doing. But you can get weary in the race. But you got to keep looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He says he gives power to the faint. And them that have no more might to run another step, to endure another day, y'all ain't talking to me yet. He increased strength. And they shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see? You have to know that the race is not given to the swift. I'm going to touch that in a second. But now, in the book of Habakkuk, praise God. It's all about how you running. And see, some people, can I just help us today? Some people think popularity gives you strength to run. Oh, I know your gifts make room for you and it open up doors and all those things that the Christians say, but praise God. Listen, you still can get weary and rubbing elbows ain't going to help you. Hallelujah. You can be running. See, for those who don't know, the running is living its life day by day. You can be running in the race. And you can get weary and find yourself in a place of famine where there's no food, no water. And you find yourself at the end of the brook. But Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, he teaches how to lean on Jesus. He said, I will stand upon my watch. Set me upon a tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. What shall I answer when I'm reproved? What will be my answer when I'm thrown in the towel? What would be my answer if I gave up on faith? If I gave up on the will of God, what will be my answer when it's time to give an account? The Lord said, we don't want that to happen. And the Lord answered and said, write the vision. You have to know what God has for you You have to know how God is leading you to go. You have to know what God has given unto you to sustain you. He said, write the vision. Kabasia, make it plain upon tablets of your heart that he may run that read. Let me tell you something, thank God. If that thing ain't in your heart, you won't find the strength to keep running. You won't find the power of endurance. Kabasia, you won't find the anointing to continue to stand. Hallelujah. But when you get into tough times, something in the tablets of your heart, I say, I don't feel no more tired. I've come too far from where I started from. God Almighty, it'll begin speaking to you and you'll say, nobody told me, hallelujah, that this race, this road would be easy. But I don't believe I ran this far. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me, for me to give up, for me to throw in the towel, for me to let the enemy have a victory parade over my legacy, over my call. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. You've got to keep on running till that time comes. You've got to run even when you don't know what time you're running in. He said it's for an appointed time, but the end it shall speak and not lie. You are a winner. You're more than a conqueror to him that loves you. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Greater is he that's within you. It shall speak and not lie if you keep running. You got to tell yourself, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Then you got to reach down in your soul and say, I got to keep on moving. You know, champions, I'm a big movie buff. I'm going to take a break off scripture for a second and just use a little analogy. I don't know if any of you are Matrix lovers. That's one of my favorite movies of all time, The Matrix. And I'm talking the first Matrix right now. I don't know if any of you remember how it opened up when Trinity was in the room trying to get back home and the police and the agents busted into the room on her. She was in a no-win situation. But Morpheus told her, you can make it. He told her, stay focused. Good God Almighty. And she took off running. The angels was pressing behind her. I try to make a short story long. Got that from my brother James. And she ran from building to building in the city. And she, on the roof, would leap to the next building. But the devil was doing it too. There was a few devils on her back, and they was leaping to the next building too. She ran out of buildings. But something inside of her believed God. And the next building was the other side of a whole street. Mm-hmm. She seen the light on in the window. The strength inside of her, she leaped all the way across the street into the window. But the force that she used to get through it, she hit the steps and tumbled all the way down, where everything inside her told herself it was over. Most people would have died, but this is a movie. She was laying there and her muscles wouldn't move. She knew the only way to make another step. I'm going to make a point to this. She reached inside of her soul, Hamasie, and she said, Trinity, get up. Talking to somebody under the sound of my voice right now, under the sound of my voice on Facebook, or whoever come across this message, and I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, reach inside of yourself, Hamasie, and say, get up. You know you don't have no business in that position. You know you don't have no business stagnated. You know you don't have no business laying there. You know you don't have no business throwing in the towel. Why sit ye there and die? Tell yourself, get up. I got to keep on moving. Don't let the devil have a parade over your life. He said in the end, ye shall speak. That was not it, saints of God. The way you run is so important. You can't let nothing break your stride. You can't let nothing slow you down. Do you understand that soon as you start, Halabasindia, seeing the vision good, soon as you start running well, don't you understand that the enemy is going to send out forces to hinder you, to block you, to stop you from moving forward? It's the same thing happened in the church of Galatia, the Galatians church. And Paul, the apostle Paul, had to come back to them at the Galatians church. In Galatians chapter 5, and he had to address them. He said, what happened? He said, ye did run well, verse 7. Who did hinder you? You had a stride going. Something tripped you up. Something slowed you down. Something halted. Something took your joy. Something took your faith. Something took your desire when you was running well. He asked the question, who hindered you that you should not believe the word? You know what he told him? He said, this persuasion cometh not from him that called you. He said, you let in some leaven somewhere. A little leaven, leaven is the whole lump. And somewhere along the line, you done let something in. Rather than laying something aside. Hebrews 12 and 1 says that we ought to be compassionate about with so many greater cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight. And the sin doeth so easily beset us. He said, run with patience the race that is set before you. Keep your eyes on the Lord, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He will take you there. But we have to keep our eyes on the prize. Let me turn with me over. I pray, God, that you're writing down the scriptures. Turn me over to Philippians chapter 2. Just want to put something in our spirit. Praise God. I believe it's down here. Verse 16. Philippians 2:16. You there? Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. See, that word is the food that you need to run. And you got to hold on to your faith in the word so that you can get the life that's in the word and you can stay energized in the day of Christ. Watch what he says at the end of the verse. That I have not run in vain, nor labored in vain. Can we get back to the rabbit and the turtle? The way that rabbit took off, and the turtle was nowhere in sight. If the turtle didn't have faith, if the turtle didn't have assurance that he could only be who he was, he could only do it the way God made him to do it. If the turtle wasn't trying to shout like the rabbit, praise like the rabbit. Y'all ain't talking to me yet. Preach like the rabbit. Live and act like the rabbit. If he had been trying to do that, he would have felt like he was running in vain. He would have felt like, why am I even in this race? Well, look at that rabbit. And somebody is measuring yourself up against other people. And when you measure yourself against people, you're not submitting to the righteousness and the will of God for your life. When you're trying to be so religious that your life is not even a resemblance of your heart, you just might be running this whole thing in vain. Day after day, week after week, month after month. And you're running and laboring in vain. Can I just help us today? Do you know if you're not running the course, the path, if you're not living the life, your life that God gave you, that God ordained for you before the foundation of the world, you're running in vain. You can't make your own course because it's unlawful. Do you know 1 Corinthians chapter 9 says they that run in a race run all, but one received the prize? You know what he says? He says, so run I, or I run that I may obtain. You know, they do it to receive a corruptible crown. But every man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things. He takes their time so that they can get rewarded. In verse 26, 1 Corinthians 9 and 26, Paul said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. I'm not trying to run somebody else's course. I'm not trying to live somebody else's life. Come on, champion, tonight. What God has for you is for you. And you got to be grateful because there's somebody else that's worse off than you. He said, so fight I, not as one that beats the air. You have to be led in this race, in this life, in this walk. Glory be to God. Amen, somebody. Because we can run uncertainty. Got a few more scriptures I want to cover, so I'm going to move on. Write this down, 1 Peter chapter 4. Praise God. Say, so, yeah, I'm going to go 1 Peter chapter 4. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to start at verse 4. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 4 says, wherein? I'm going to go up a little further. Let me go up a little further to make sure we get the gist of what the Lord is saying here. Let's go to verse 3. For the times past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. That means live like everybody else lives. when walk in lasciviousness, lust, excessive wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Here's the key verse. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same access of riot. And they begin to speak evil of you. Sometimes you're not going to fit in, child of God. And you're going to have to learn how to not fit in, how about see it, and keep it moving. Somebody say, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing going to break my stride. Nobody ought to slow you down. You got to get up and say, I got to keep on moving. Don't matter what the attack is. Don't matter about your feelings. It don't matter about your reputation. It don't matter about your influence. Y'all ain't talking back to me. It's not about us. It's all about God. Say, I got to keep on moving. Hey, glory be to God. The enemy just wants you to stop. But Paul said it best in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 6 and 7. I might want to go up further than six. Glory be to God. He said, I'm now ready to be offered up. I'm now ready for the end of this race. I'm ready to hit the finish line. And the time of my departure is at hand. Good God Almighty. He said, I fought a good fight. Hey, I finished my course. I stayed on track. Good God Almighty. I kept on running. Good God Almighty. And now I'm ready to be crowned. See, the crown comes from staying on course. The crown comes from not giving up. How about the crown comes from you keep on running. You see, the race, Ecclesiastic 9, come on here. Verse 11 said, he said, Solomon said, I returned and saw under the sun. Most, can I say this? Most people get these two scriptures mixed up. They put them together. I'm going to read these two separate scriptures, but put them together if you have to. Hallelujah. Just get the revelation of both of them. Most Christians, glory be to God, they just put scriptures together. See, that's why you got to get in the Word for yourself. Because you can very well, scripture quoting, Bible toting, oh, y'all ain't talking to me, expose Christian. One that was not studied to show themselves approved. But we're going to be, that's another, I think that's going to be somewhere in Paul's teaching. That's what he admonished them. Hallelujah. It's been in my spirit all day at the library, so I got to move on. I got to stay focused. Ecclesiastics, glory be to God, chapter 9, verse 11 says, I returned under the sun, and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. It's not how fast you start out. You have to continue to the end. Oh, somebody going to hear me today. Don't you be so in a hurry to run with the horsemen when you got weary in the footman journey. In the land of peace, when you were shouting up and down and singing the songs of Zion in church, and it wasn't good enough for you, you still got weary. How you going to contend with the big boys, with the horses, to the swift, not the battle, to the strong? See? Neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding. nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen for everybody. All you got to do is take your time and wait for your chance. Ah, somebody hear me? Let that get in your spirit. Take your time, and wait for your chance. A lot of people don't understand how important it is to wait for your chance. Wait for the Lord to lift you up. Some people think it's all about being so fast. Glory be to God. I had to tell a young man years ago, just got saved. Know about 10 scriptures, can quote two. He know about 10 scriptures. He only can quote two properly and only understand one. Ha! And I had to let him know. All the glory to God. I have forgotten more than you learned. To God be the glory. Making a boast in the Lord. But letting them understand it's not given to the swift. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Here a little. There a little. Time and chance happeneth to all. We're not racing one against another. This ain't no sanctification contest. Who live in the holiest and who's unspotted. You have to run your course looking unto Jesus. Somebody say, ain't nothing gonna slow me down. I got to keep on moving. Glory to God. Praise God. Know why? Again, everybody that jumped on that rabbit's bandwagon, they got a big surprise. Because they didn't know what the end was. And though that rabbit looked good, when it came down the stretch, glory to God. When it came down to time that counts, they looked up, and the rabbit was running out of steam. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, he looked real good in the beginning. He had a whole lot of people jumping on the bandwagon. But lo and behold, the closer he got to the finish line, glory be to God. The more he was running out of steam. Oh, did I tell you the other half of it's not given to Swift? Not too strong. I'm sorry. I praise God. Give me, y'all forgive me then. Matthew 24. This is kind of getting toward what I'm saying now. See, the end is not known unless God reveals it. And everybody that jumped on that bandwagon, who thought the rabbit was going to win, had a big surprise. See? Matthew chapter 24 talks about helping the rabbit. Because sometimes we run a little fast, but thank God we got Jesus. Don't you worry. God ain't going to let you run out of steam. But Matthew 24 says in verse 22, except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. For the elect's sake, those days should be shortened. See, because no one knows how long the race is. It's appointed unto man once to die. Then the judgment. That's the end of the race for you individually. But there's a finish line for everybody. When the rapture comes. I just want to encourage you tonight to let you understand there is a finish line for everyone. See? Now you got your own personal finish line that you must run the race for. But also, you have to prepare yourself when the finish line for everyone comes. Is that all right? Praise God. I'm going to read something. Hey, man, in your spirit, in Matthew 24. I think I'm going to start about verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. You're going to see a lot while you're running. You're going to have to run through some mountains and some valleys and round some curves. You're going to see a whole lot. But be not troubled, for all the things that you pass in life must come to pass. But the end is not yet. You've got to keep on moving. For nations shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these things are just the beginning of sorrows. They shall even deliver you up to be afflicted and killed. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. Shall betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, because hatred shall abound, because men love themselves more than God. Come on, somebody. The love of many will wax cold, but he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. See, they put those two together. The race is not given, nor the battle to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But people say, but they that endure to the end. That's two scriptures. But it's in the word. They that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Got a few more minutes. I'd like to encourage you. This last few minutes tonight, champion. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 10. The only person who wants you to race or not finish it is your adversary, the devil. If you look with me in John, chapter 10, I'm going to read a few different verses, then I'll elaborate as I close out in my closing. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 10, verse 1 declares, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but try to make it to the finish line, this is my own words, I hope you're reading with me, some other way, the same is led by the thief and the robber. But he that finished the finish line is the shepherd of the sheep. That ain't no new translation. Don't look for that. I'm just reading it the way the Holy Ghost has given it to me. Make sure you read it for yourself. He that tried to cross the finish line some other way, your own way, your own walk, Habasie is led by the thief and the robber. Can I just drop down a little further? Look at verse 3. Read it for the sake of time. He that come the right way, to him the portal open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he call his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. Don't have enough time that I need, but what do you think he mean by he leadeth them out? He lead them out of danger. He lead them out of persecution. He lead them out of the world. He lead them out of situations, not into. You got somebody trying to get you to follow you, that's leading you into mess rather than getting you out of mess. They're a thief and a robber, says the word of God. Verse 9, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pastures. You know what that means? Food. He'll go. He'll keep running. He'll go in and out of things. He'll pass situations. And God will feed him, feed her, strengthen her for the journey. He told Elijah, get up, eat, drink. The journey, the race, the course is far too great. And I want to tell somebody today, you've got to eat of the word of God if you're going to continue to run the journey. Because it's far too great. They'll find pastures. Verse 10 said, the thief cometh not, meaning he's not even going to appear, except for to steal, kill, and destroy. The Lord said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And I want to let you know tonight, abundant life is different from eternal life. Eternal life is when you leave this world, when you finish this race, you run into eternal life. Abundant life is right here and now. While you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, need help to continue to run. You need abundancy of mercy. You need abundance of grace. You need abundance, glory be to God, of love, abundance of forgiveness. You need to have abundant life to strengthen you to run. He said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That everlasting life means eternal and abundant. Everlasting life gives you both. It starts right here. You don't got to wait till you get to heaven. God will strengthen you right now. And I'm your host tonight, Bishop Thurman A. Butler. In the Word. And if it's in the Word, Truth Ministries, Henrico, Virginia. God bless you. See you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.